From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Asmawati Rahman. We will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segment to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. We begin with the national news. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is targeting to scale up COVID-19 vaccinations to cover 2 million people per day by August this year. He has reiterated his request to all staff to maintain the distribution of 1 million vaccine doses every day until the end of July 2021. As quoted by Antara, he said at a virtual press conference, which was streamed on the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube channel from Jakarta on Monday, he would like to express the highest appreciation for the distribution of 1.3 million vaccine doses on Saturday, June 26, exceeding the target of 1 million vaccinations per day that was set starting July 2021. Widodo lauded all parties, especially the Ministry of Health, the military and police forces, the Ministry of State-owned enterprises, and private sector players who took part in the vaccination drive for their hard work, as well as the people who willingly received the shots. The sky toll infrastructure will speed up the process of achieving equitable national development, as all Indonesian regions will be able to access high-speed internet. At the virtual opening of the Raja Ampat E-Festival 2021 themed Voyage to Digital Community from Jakarta on Monday, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin noted that SkyTol is a project to accelerate growth and equalization of national development. As reported by Antara, high-speed nationwide broadband network connects Indonesia from the city of Merauke in the east to Sabang Island in the west. Amin also explained the government has readied the Digital Indonesia Roadmap 2021-2024 that also encompasses the SkyTol to connect all regions in the country with its varied geographical conditions. The Vice President affirmed that infrastructure was also expected to speed up development in Papua and West Papua. The domestic recycling industry has the capacity to process just 2 million tons of plastic waste out of the 6.8 million tons of waste produced in the country. Only 2 million tons could be processed. It would need more investment to process the remaining 4 million tons. It was said by the head of the Center for Green Industry, Standardization and Industrial Service Policy, Industry Ministry, Hendro Martono, as reported by Antara. He said during a training session for journalists organized online by the Greeneration Foundation on Monday that investment would also be needed to reduce plastic waste dumped into the ocean. He disclosed the recycling industry in Indonesia comprises 1,000 companies with total investment amounting to 5.15 trillion Indonesian rupiah. Martono also said Indonesia's recycling industry still has the potential to absorb up to 3.3 million of the workforce. The Marine Affairs and Fisheries Ministry is sanguine that rising exports in the marine and fishery sector, in accordance with a spike in global demand, could increase national economic performance amid the COVID-19 pandemic. As reported by Antara, Director General of Strengthening the Competitiveness of Marine and Fishery Products, Artati Widiarti on Monday stated, the marine and fishery sector recorded positive performance for the first 5 months of 2021. Trade balance in the sector also recorded a surplus of $1.9 billion, up to 3.72% from the corresponding period in the previous year. Cumulatively, the export value of fishery products during the January to May period had reached $2.1 billion. Widiarti remarked the government needs to be grateful for this achievement, and it should strengthen Indonesian belief that the marine and fishery sector can improve the economy in the midst of a pandemic. Now we move to the international news. North Korea has aired unprecedented television footage of one of its citizens expressing concern for leader Kim Jong-un's sudden weight loss. The supreme leader's health is usually off-limits in a country where his image is firmly controlled by state media. As reported by BBC.com on Monday, the country's main television channel has also shown footage of Mr. Kim looking thinner than in recent years. There have been persistent rumors about the North Korean leader's health in the decade he has been in power, but they have rarely been acknowledged by the country's notoriously secretive government. The United Nations Human Rights Council has called for measures including reparations to make amends for racism against people of African descent. Its new report also urges educational reform and apologies to address discrimination. As reported by BBC.com on Tuesday, it praises Black Lives Matter and says the group should receive funding, public recognition, and support. The UN Human Rights Council began the report after the 2020 U.S. police murder of George Floyd, an unarmed black man. The Minnesota man's death sparked worldwide protests against racism. The UN's report is based on discussions with more than 300 experts and people of African descent and seeks to push nations to take actions to end racial injustices. We end the news with Russia's defense ministry that said on Monday it was monitoring the movements of international ships participating in Sea Breeze military exercises in the Black Sea. As reported by Reuters.com on Monday, the exercises, which involve NATO countries and others, come amid a rise in tensions between the Atlantic Alliance and Moscow. Last week, Russia said it had fired warning shots and dropped bombs in the path of a British warship to maze it out of Black Sea waters off the coast of Crimea. Britain rejected Russia's account of the incident. Well, listener, that was the news.
Indonesian President Joko Widodo stated that vaccination for children aged 12 to 17 years could start immediately. In his statement at the State Palace in Jakarta on Monday, President Joko Widodo expressed his gratitude because the Food and Drug Supervisory Agency BPOM has issued an emergency use permit for the Sinovac vaccine, which is declared safe for children aged 12 to 17 years old. Previously, vaccination for those aged 18 years and over has started being carried out in Indonesia, although it has not been implemented throughout Indonesia. Citing the official website of the Ministry of Health, spokesperson for vaccination of the Ministry of Health of the Republic of Indonesia, Siti Nadia Tarmizi, stated that vaccination for people aged 18 years and over is temporarily carried out only in Jakarta province. This program has been running since the second week of June 2021. The implementation of vaccination for those aged 18 years and over is quite welcome by the residents of Jakarta. Moreover, there are universities that plan to open face-to-face lectures. The condition is that students must have received the first dose of vaccination. The vaccination program for children that has been and will be implemented is certainly good news for many people. Especially parents want their children to be able to carry out face-to-face learning. The Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology will start conducting face-to-face learning in July 2021. Although several regions have stated that they have postponed the implementation of face-to-face learning due to the increasing number of people exposed by COVID-19 recently. The government's plan to carry out vaccination for children 12 to 17 years old must be supported by all elements of society. Moreover, according to the Indonesian Pediatric Association, the risk of children exposures to COVID-19 is as big as of adults. Meanwhile, the report's National Data Update and Analysis of COVID-19 Cases in Children as of June 24, 2020 by the COVID-19 Handling Task Force, the proportions exposed in this age group of children is quite large. Of the total COVID-19 cases in Indonesia, 12.6% came from the child age group. The success of the implementation of vaccination for children is very dependent on the positive response of parents to receive vaccination. Parents in Indonesia must immediately follow the vaccination. There is no doubt about being vaccinated. Anxieties and fear of receiving vaccine must be eliminated. By participating in vaccination and strict discipline of wearing masks, washing hands with soaps, maintaining distance, staying at home and reducing mobility, the Indonesian nation has become stronger than the coronavirus with all its variants. Those Indonesia will shake off from the pandemic faster, and Indonesia will rise from all hardships in various sectors caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. I'll start today in history with June 29, 1993, when National Family Day is first commemorated. The commemoration of National Family Day refers to the national situation that has not yet been conducive after Indonesia declared independence in 1945. This condition forced the Indonesian people to join with the military service to keep the independence. Many people were separated from their families because they were called to the battlefield at that time. On June 22, 1949, 4 years after Indonesia's proclaimed its independence on August 17, 1945, the Dutch colonial government had to give in and finally recognize the sovereignty of the Indonesian nation. The war ended and the fighters began to return to their families. The moment was recorded 1 week later on June 29, 1949. The date was later proposed to be National Family Day in 1993. Let's move it on to June 29, 1976, when the Republic of Seychelles becomes independent. The Republic of Seychelles is an island nation located in the Indian Ocean. Having been a French colony in the 18th century, the Seychelles Islands are named after the French Minister of Finance at that time, Jean Moreau de Seychelles. the Seychelles Islands, later became a British colony and were granted independence by Britain on June 29, 1976. Islands a day in history with June 29, 2005 when Ruslan Abdul Ghani dies. Ruslan Abdul Ghani is an Indonesian statesman and politician. He was the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Indonesia in 1956 to 1957. He was also the Minister of Information in the government of President Sukarno. During the administration of President Suharto, Ruslan Abdul Ghani became the Indonesian ambassador to the United Nations on 1967 to 1971 and served as chairman of the Presidential Advisory Team on Pancasila for 20 years since 1978. Ruslan Abdul Ghani died in Jakarta June 29, 2005 at the age of 90.
Desir-desir mimpi isyaratkan legit dunia. Kamulah satu-satunya yang ternyata mengerti aku. Maafkan aku selama ini yang sedikit melupakanmu. Segala santun yang kau endap di jiwa terisa dulu, kini kejarkan sesaku. Anyaman cintamu terkoyak pura mataku. Kamulah satu-satunya yang ternyata mengerti aku. Maafkan aku selama ini yang sedikit melupakan.
Kamulah satu-satunya.
next, we are going to give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Consul General of the Republic of Indonesia in Karachi, Jun Kunchoro Hadiningrat, paid a courtesy call to Chairman of Federation of Pakistan Chambers of Commerce and Industry, FPCCI, Mia Nasser Hyat Mago, and a number of his members of the Federation House in Karachi, Pakistan, on Saturday. The visit was at the same time to inaugurate the new management of the Pakistan-Indonesia Business Council, PIBC. As quoted on the kemlu.go.id, the Indonesian Consul General in Karachi, Jun Kunchoro, in his remarks, congratulated the formation of the PIBC management under the new chairman, Abid Nizar. Kunchoro hopes that in the future, the existence of PIBC can facilitate better economic cooperation between Indonesia and Pakistan. Meanwhile, Chairman Mian Nasser Hyat Mago pointed out the important role of PIBC in encouraging bilateral cooperation. The formation of the Pakistan-Indonesia Business Council clearly proves that how important Indonesia is in Pakistan's foreign trade contacts. Based on data from the State Bank of Pakistan in 2020 to 2021, Indonesia is the third largest exporting country to Pakistan after China and the United Arab Emirates, with a total value of 459 billion Pakistani rupees, or a value of 45.4 trillion rupiah, equivalent to 5.06% of the total Pakistani imports. In addition, at the meeting, Jun Kunchoro and Mian Nasser also discussed several important issues related to the economy, including tourism cooperation, women entrepreneurs, and outbound investment, increasing the Indonesia-Pakistan preferential trade agreement into a free trade agreement, and the urgency of commodity marketing, Indonesia's leading commodity. At the end of the meeting, the Indonesian Consul General in Karachi, the Chairman of Federation of Pakistan Chambers of Commerce and Industry, and the Chair of the Pakistan-Indonesia's Business Council, conveyed their commitment to increasing trade, tourism, and investment cooperation as a joint effort for the national economic recovery of both countries post the COVID-19 pandemic. The economic cooperation of both countries has made a positive contribution to the efforts to recover the Indonesian-Pakistani economy. Based on the Central Statistics Agency's PPS, the total value of trade between the two countries in 2020 reached $2.58 billion, an increase from $2.32 billion in 2019.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku cakuyo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
mencari seorang raja yang ku pinta. Langkah demi langkah terus berjalan hitari dunia. Degup kencang jantung terus berpacu dalam getar ragu. Genggam erat tangan penuh asa tiada bertepi. Bekal harapan, air hidup, kalungkan demi dia. Mengikut angin, suara hati menuju cinta. Kisah mencari seorang raja yang ku pinta.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, today's edition of Indonesian Wonder takes you to Lamongan, East Java. Having a culinary tour in Lamongan is not only about Soto Lamongan. There is also Sego Boranan, which is delicious too. Sego Boranan consists of rice, spices, urap, rempeye, and other side dishes such as empuk or fried flour, and pletuk or peanuts and aking rice crumbs. Urap is a dish which contains cooked vegetables mixed with seasoned grated coconut, while rempeye is fried rice flour filled with peanuts. Sego Boranan is usually hunted every Lebaran 8 festivity arrives, but now the typical food of Lamongan can be enjoyed in every corner of Lamongan City. The word Boranan derives from the rice container, which is made of woven bamboo. Usually, this container is carried by using a scarf. To look more attractive, the seller of Sego Boranan will serve it by using pincuk from banana leaves and woven bamboo plates. In its serving, Sego Boranan is covered with urap. Don't forget to add urap seasoning from the grated coconut, stir-fried spices, and some sambal or chili paste. Listener, for the side dishes, a variety of choices are offered. These include chicken, offal, millfish, omelette, salted egg, tofu, and tempeh. Another unique side dish that is not found in other foods is silly fish, which is more expensive than the other side dishes. Silifish is a freshwater fish that can only be found wild in swamps or rivers. This typical Lamongan rice is usually sold around the city markets in Lamongan for 24 hours. The price varies. For one portion, it is usually sold 10,000 rupiah, but specifically for silifish, one portion can be 15,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah, depending on the size of the silifish. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you.
the next segment, we will present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian, Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce to you some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, Let's Speak Indonesian is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI's foreign broadcast station, with the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Bermata Sipit. Bermata Sipit, or in English, with slanted eyes. Next is a sample of conversation on Bermata Sipit. Bermata Sipit, which means with slanted eyes. It takes place between Kevin and Mela in the office. Mela is shocked that one of the employees at the office has COVID. Kevin asks about the characteristic of the employees. Let's listen to their conversation.
Hah? Pak Kiko terkena COVID?
Yang mana orangnya?
Dia berkumis tebal dan bermata sipit.
After we have listened to the conversation, I will present phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, namely, bermata sipit, which means with slanted eyes. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Terkena COVID, which means got COVID. Yang mana, which means which one. Orangnya, which means the person. Kumis, which means mustache. Berkumis tebal, which means with thick mustache. Mata, which means eyes. Bermata sipit, which means with slanted eyes. Pak Kiko terkena COVID, which means Mr. Kiko got COVID. Yang mana orangnya, which means which one is he? Dia berkumis tebal dan bermata sipit, which means he has a thick mustache and slanted eyes. Ciri-ciri, which means features or characteristic. Bagaimana ciri-ciri orang itu, which means what are the characteristics of that person. Berhidung mancung, which means with sharp or pointed nose. Berambut panjang, which means with long hair. In the conversation, you heard the words dia berkumis tebal dan bermata sipit. Dia berkumis tebal dan bermata sipit, which means he has a thick mustache and slanted eyes. There are the words berkumis and bermata sipit, which means with mustache and with slanted eyes. The word berkumis, which means with mustache, is formed from the prefix ber and noun kumis, or mustache. Likewise, bermata sipit, which means with slanted eyes, is formed from the prefix ber and noun mata sipit, which means slanted eyes. The prefix ber has several meanings, such as using something, having something, and doing activities. The prefix ber on the word kumis or mustache to become berkumis, and mata sipit or slanted eyes to become bermata sipit means have a mustache and have slanted eyes. An example of the use of prefix word in sentence is dia berkumis tebal dan bermata sipit. Dia berkumis tebal dan bermata sipit, which means he has a thick mustache and slanted eyes. Let's listen to other examples of verb with the prefix that means having something or to have. Bagaimana ciri-ciri orang itu? bagaimana ciri-ciri orang itu, which means what are the characteristics of that person. Dia berkulit putih dan bertubuh tinggi. Dia berkulit putih dan bertubuh tinggi, which means he has white skin and tall body. He is white and tall. Dia berhidung mancung dan berambut panjang. Dia berhidung mancung dan berambut panjang, which means he has a sharp nose and long hair. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to the sample of conversation one more time.
Hah? Pak Kiko terkena COVID?
Yang mana orangnya?
Dia berkumis tebal dan bermata sipit.
Well, listener, that was today's edition Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Let's speak Indonesian with the topic bermata sipit. Bermata sipit, which means with slanted eyes. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who wants to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumamati. Thank you for listening. Sampai jumpa.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 33 to 5 kHz and website www.vinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Cinta Nan Langka by Erika Diasari. The song Cinta Nan Langka is about a couple who misses and loves each other but cannot see each other. Their big love cannot fight against the fate that makes them have to be separated. But this couple finally accepts this fate with a sincere feeling. The song consists of poetic and meaningful lyrics. The song Cinta Nan Langka was created and popularized for the first time by Rani Dahlan. Well, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Cinta Nan Langka by Erika Diasari. Enjoy!
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
basahi bumi. Takkan sanggup menghapus penyesalan.
Listener, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.